Add dry eye relief to your routine with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop with a moisture-rich, preservative-free formula enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. This formula supports all three tear film layers and provides advanced hydration to instantly moisturize and soothe dry eyes. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make it part of your wellness routine. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Did you see that Freddie Prinze Jr. said that his like one film regret is the Scooby-Doo movies?
Is that was that the blonde guy?
Yeah, that's Fred.
Fred?
Yeah.
He seems to be... What else did he do? He did no other films.
He's like a pretty big actor in a lot.
Harry Connick Jr.?
No, Freddie Prinze Jr.
I don't know.
He's
I don't
in
know
like
else he's in.
He's in an episode of Friends.
Oh.
And he's in I Know What You Did Last Summer. He's in he's like an 90s actor. He's married to Daphne. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
See, he's probably just upset because he never got a Buffy role.
I think he did. But I don't know.
I don't know this
I don't
person.
Know.
I only know him as Fred, which he should be proud. Because like, if I am like someone who doesn't watch film and that's all I know him from, and I think it's a pretty revered movie in the Scooby community.
That is a great movie.
Yeah, I think it's great.
That's the first time I remember like cracking up in a movie theater is that movie. Because remember
it's
that part when
a crack up.
When they switch bodies and then Fred is... Daphne or something and he goes I can look at myself naked.
Yeah,
that like had me in shambles when I was seven or something.
I remember that
like
one.
Literally like I was like that's raunchy, and you know the movie was supposed to be PG-13, which Fred didn't know, and that's part of the reason. No, Fred signed on for a PG-13 movie and then they were like never mind, it's gonna be a kids movie. And that's part of the reason that he didn't.
Well, he should take it upon himself to be an EP of like a redo where there's tons of nudity and stuff. Scooby-Doo nude movie. Everyone's naked. But the dog's in clothes. Switch.
Not a bad idea.
Something to think about. Free idea, Hollywood.
Not a bad idea.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to M-A-P?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was five.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today.
Another thing that I was thinking of when we were doing ads... You know how I had you close your eyes and kind of picture a scene in which you are applying the honey coupon codes?
Mm-hmm.
When you close your eyes for me, and I say, picture a star. Are you seeing a star?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. I'm not.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know that was normal.
I'm just seeing black.
Yeah.
Wait.
Apparently there's something wrong with us. Most people would see a star. We have something. It has a name that's escaping me, but... We're supposed to see a star.
Like your imagination doesn't give you a star?
What does yours give you?
A star.
No,
like an image of a star?
I could have like maybe like a fleeting second of like a flash of a star.
Like if I said, close your eyes, picture Joe Jonas.
I know what he looks like, but I'm not seeing him. Like, and apparently that's not normal. This is not normal. This is...
What's normal anymore?
Not this.
I think it's fine. I've never noticed. I
just saw it on TikTok. It's actually...
I have just pitch black, though, which is kind of making me nervous.
Yeah. I'm seeing...
But it's kind of nice because, like, when I go to sleep, there's not a bunch of stars and Joe Jonas's, like, flying around in my eye sockets. It's just, like, all these little dots.
But it's interesting, like, I'm a big, like, coming up with scenarios person in my head.
I think we all know.
And what's crazy is that other people who have that affliction, like, they can see them, which is, like, I never even realized, like, that would be, I would never open my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, thank God I can't see. Like, it's a blessing.
They'll make something eventually for people like us with whatever, I guess it would be a disability.
It's a name. It's escaping me. I'm so sorry.
Well, they'll make something where, I think that there's something right now where someone tweeted and was like, are they going to be able to put, like, our thoughts into...
Like Harry Potter?
Did they do that?
In Harry Potter, I could suck your memories out and then put them in a like, tub device and then stick my head in that device and then watch it all.
Yikes.
Yeah. Like, when Snape... It's Harry Potter spoiler alert, but I would pray that you all know this information.
I was going to watch it tonight. It's been out for 12
when
years.
Snape is about to die, he tells Harry, like, take my memory so you can finally see, like, my side of the story, because Harry's never really known it. And then Harry watches it and it's just, like, nutso.
You know what's funny is that, you know how girls check people's, like, take their boyfriend's phones at night when they're sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in, like, the Harry Potter era, you know, she'd be like, me, 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 me. And be like, and he'd wake up. And she'd...
That's a good point.
You can't have the password to my phone. You can't have... I'd have to have a...
I don't know if you can unconsensually take the memories. They might have
JK
to be given.
J.K. Rowling
they might have to
was
be given.
Ahead of her time.
They might have to be given.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, Dad. Wait. You do it. We were supposed to be really intentional with this.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Let's get into it.
Nice. That was good.
Yeah. I mean, what else is there to say? How was your weekend? Week. Thursday to Tuesday night or Wednesday morning.
It was good. I had a show Wednesday.
How was it? Oh, this was your big...
Was this Bill Burr?
This was Bill Burr.
Yeah. It's great.
Give us more.
Nothing to say. I literally have nothing to say. Every time I build it up a lot, I just said, like, it was fine. Got off stage. I went home and went to bed.
Yeah.
My life didn't change.
I get nervous, like, if you weren't nervous about that and building it up... And, like, scenarios where I'm not nervous about something or building something up, then I get nervous because I'm like, okay, something's going to go wrong because this is not normal, the lead up of me not being nervous.
I don't know. I have nothing to say. It was pretty...
Like, was it one of your best sets?
Yeah, with the sets that I do, I usually add, like, a little bit at the beginning, at the end. But, like, this was pretty much standard in the middle because it was a shorter set.
Right.
And then I made up
the beginning.
How many
minutes?
I think it was, like, 11 or 12.
Oh, my God. That's long.
Yeah. I have a show tonight and then two shows tomorrow.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yes.
What?
I was going to say, I know the one, but what's the other tomorrow?
It's just at the Improv.
Okay.
It's I don't know. I don't even know what it's for. I don't even know if there's anyone else going up.
Just you?
I have no idea.
I'm sure
there's... probably look into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're looking at a guy with six shows in a week.
That's so cool, Connor. Congratulations.
Thanks. If only I had... I'm not even going to say what I was going to say.
Okay.
I was going to say we can cut this, but like, I don't know how people do this with jobs.
Right.
Because I'm...
Like, it's taking up all
your
energy.
It's taking up all my time, all my energy. Like, I can't even make it... I can't make a TikTok because all of my funny ideas are going onto the set.
I think that you put... more effort into changing your set and writing new things than most people.
Well, I was asked to make a new set for tonight. So I've got a full 15 minutes tonight that, like, is new. And the people that are going on tonight, I'm actually nervous about because these are people that, like, are very funny.
So are you.
But I'm going to see them. There's, like, a more realistic chance I would see them and hang out with them again. One of them is Dan Toomey, who's the guy at Morning Brew that does all those, like, really digestible, funny videos that are, like, genius. And, you know, I just said, I don't know, people do this with a job. He does this with a job, like a 9 to probably 9 job, does content for them, does content on the side, then does stand-up. I'm just like, I'm not a hard worker at the end of the day.
You're selling yourself short.
No. I'm not a hard worker. And that's okay. Because I manifest really hard via this podcast.
I think you are, but...
And I feel like somebody's going to fall on my lap really soon. Sorry to all the hard workers
Fingers
out there,
crossed.
But that's what... I'm sorry. That's the... I'm playing the short game. I'm not playing long game. I like a lot of really good things to happen to me sporadically instead of like one career change where I'm really killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I...
Like have someone good follow you on Instagram and then you're set for like...
For like 2 days. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm going to walk to the front of the line at this restaurant and see if they'll just let me in.
Yeah, that's a good attitude.
Yeah. That's an addict. That sounded like an addict talking. I just need like one hit every now and then.
I don't think it's like so much addict as like somebody who, and I'm this person as well, just like needs external
validation.
Yeah.
That being said, I do feel the best I feel, like the highest I feel is from all these little hits is like when I get off the stage after I stressed out for 3 days about a set and then I do it.
Right.
And then I'm like, that was fine.
Yeah, that's the best.
And also everyone's paying to laugh.
Right.
It's like when you go to a movie, you go to AMC theaters and you spend $20 on a ticket. And you're
not
like,
if you have A-list.
Right. And then you sit there and you're like, wow, Cocaine Bear kind of sucks, but I paid for it, so I'm going to sit here and I'm going to enjoy it. That's what I feel like people do. Is it raining?
It's pouring.
The old man is snoring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think like when people pay to laugh, they're more inclined to laugh because they're like, I paid for this, like, whatever.
Well, what if they're, never mind. Okay, awesome. Did you, going back to your set last week, did you like talk to Bill Burr?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
He did a lot of new stuff, I guess. So he did like a lot of his new material because it was like a smaller theater. And I was just like, that was really funny. He's like, really? I was like, yeah, Bill Burr. Shockingly, your set was funny.
Do you think the cameras can hear the rain?
No, usually the mics are pretty good about not picking it up.
Wow.
It's cool.
That's like very nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I was able to incorporate you into my kind of nighttime fantasies because... The guys that came out at your show last week were also the guys that came out at that Nick Kroll show I saw.
Oh.
So you're, and I'm saying this on this set because it's going to happen in the manifestation space, you're going to be opening and coming out at a Nick show, and you're going to be so sweet to take me backstage with you and say, oh, this is my very funny friend, Brooke A.
Who throws up on stage. She's stage fright, but we're trying to get her past that so we could maybe do live shows.
Yeah.
Very soon.
But we don't even have to talk about that with Nick. We could talk about something else.
We're manifesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll just, and he'll just be like, oh my God, like.
While we're on that.
You seem so funny. And I'll be like, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't
know.
That's
all you would say.
And that's it.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I keep going on these sets. I'm not like super in tune with the community as much as I should be. But I think it's good for me because I don't go look up their stuff. And then when I listen to other people, I start to change the way that I write and the way that I talk. Like, when I watch a show for a couple seasons, I start talking like the show.
Totally.
Like, when I watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I start talking like them.
Uh-huh.
When I watch Curb, I start talking like Larry. Oh, yeah. I start living like Larry.
I know.
It's a scary thing.
I know.
To take on other people's attributes.
It's also so nice not to know people because you get like intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like, if I know who you are, it's like I can't look you in the eye. Whereas if I don't, I'm a breeze.
Yeah. That's a good way to go about it.
Yeah.
But no, that was like basically it. Have friends in town. It's so funny. They have a couple friends in town, actually. One is staying with me. He's in town from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, it's so nice to get away from the New York weather. And I was like,
it has been.
We're having like Greta Thunberg style red flag weather in California right now.
It's frightening.
I got a tornado warning last night, which is like, I was like, oh, it's April 1st. And I'm like, oh, no, we got 9 days till April Fool's
Day. And it was snowing 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
On the mountains.
It's been torrentially downpouring. So imagine having someone in town visiting you that doesn't have a car in a city where Los Angeles is just like not a walkable city. I'm like, I don't know what to.
That's what happened when my friends came from Chicago.
Or
you
could play Sudoku.
Yeah.
If you're into that.
Yeah. No, my friends were here from Chicago.
Oh, and it was
like so awful.
There's no hiking. There's no beach.
I honestly think like next time in high, like I would tell them to reschedule because it's like really like there's no point.
Yeah. And if you have something to do, it's like, I don't know what you could.
Right.
Can't drive around in the rain because you'll die in LA. You will die.
Mm-hmm.
People always talk about like people in California like freak out when it's raining. You can't drive in the rain here.
Well, because people don't know how.
When influencers get on and they're like, guys, I'm about to drive and I'm really, I'm like, no, I'm pretty nervous. I'm a bad driver though.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you think I'm any better?
You're pretty bad too.
Yeah. It's tough. Yeah. Although I think I'm good at driving in the rain for LA standards because I did it all the time on the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I'm used to it. Whereas I think a lot of people here, it's like.
They don't drive.
Yeah.
I think I'm a good driver because I get from A to B in like record time because I don't really like get nervous switching lane.
I know.
Yeah.
I'd rather just like close my eyes when I'm in the car with you because like I know that we won't crash because for whatever reason, like you have managed to avoid that.
Yeah.
But like it's hard to believe that we won't crash when my eyes are open. Just based off of what I'm seeing and experiencing in the car.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened yet. Knock on.
Have you ever gotten a car accident?
Never. Actually, I've gotten two. Both fender benders, both my fault.
You rear-ended someone?
Two people.
Two people.
Both times nothing happened, like, to either of our cars.
That's crazy.
Well, the one guy didn't have car insurance, and something happened to his car, but...
Yeah.
Sorry.
I rear-ended someone the day after I got my license. Because I think I just like wasn't looking at the road. I don't know. I still don't know what happened. Like, I don't remember.
You black and out. Like,
I think like maybe I had an itch or something. I have no idea. Like hard, like rammed into her. No damage whatsoever.
Sometimes the harder you hit.
It was just like so head on.
The least happens. That's a good advice to take with you onto the road.
If you rear end someone, make sure
if you're
like
about
really
to rear end them, step pedal to the metal.
Yeah. And she told me that she would take my license away herself if she could. And I said, okay, awesome. Thank you.
Citizen's arrest.
She was old and then she started saying her neck hurt. And then I was like, oh, shoot, damn. And then I didn't call the police or anything. I was like, okay, I'm going to head out because there's no damage. And then I just never heard from her again, which is lucky. Because when someone like starts to say their neck hurts, it's like you're never going to hear the end of them usually.
I'll make your
neck hurt. They'll be in your life until the day you die. But never heard from her again, which is awesome.
Her neck probably, she probably died.
No, she was literally fine. I'm telling you, she was nasty.
Hard to see.
And then someone rear-ended me because they were playing Pokemon Go.
Understood.
Which I was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my car was totaled.
This car stops frequently.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah. He had to catch that.
Catch them all.
Magikarp. Did you play Pokemon Go?
No.
I was obsessed.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. Obsessed.
It was a good community builder during the pandemic?
Not at all. Like years and years before it.
I don't think
No,
I think it was
because I was working 2019
into 2020.
No, it was college.
2016.
Yeah. Ooh. I was in college.
When did it take off? Because I was online.
When I was in college and I graduated 2018. So I would say 2016, maybe.
There was even a Pokemon Go Frappuccino.
Yeah, I remember. I ordered it.
What did that
it.
Taste like?
Ass.
Sweat?
But there was like those little, I guess it's irrelevant, but there was those little fish that you had to catch 400 of in order to get that massive like snake man. And so I was like, that was like my job, was catching those fish, those orange fish.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's important to have purpose.
Yeah. I wish we had something like that again.
It still exists.
No, I know, but not everyone is. It's not fun when not everybody's doing it at the same time. Like, I want an interactive game that everyone is playing.
Manifest it. There's gonna be one. It just needs to go viral. I'm sure if like Pokemon Go took off again, it would just take off on TikTok and then
be a
trend. I was gonna
say, imagine Pokemon Go in the age of TikTok.
It'd be really fun.
Oh my god, the tips and tricks that they would share. I would have been a Pokemon Go account. My life would have been completely different.
You could do that today.
I would have. Did you collect them all via cards?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yes, I still have mine.
In a binder?
No, in a tin.
Nothing gave me like hairs rising up on my arms, goosebumps more than those binders with the sheets in it that had like the spots to put cards in. You know what I'm talking about?
It's laminated. It's a collector's binder.
The collector's binder. But you would buy the inserts at Staples.
You guys want to hear something insane?
Oh my God. I have goosebumps.
Remember how I say I don't have any memories from growing up? One of my only memories is going to my parents. The guy that like built our house lived in our neighborhood. The contractor.
Yeah.
And we went over there. I don't know why we were over at his house, but he had a daughter who was a little older than me. And she had collected a bunch of Pokemon cards. She was showing me her binder, and I was wearing a long sleeve shirt, and I slipped a couple of the holographic ones out that I needed to like fill my collection and put them in my sleeves. And as we were leaving, one of them fell out. And they had me like, not them, but like my parents had me like lift up my sleeves, and I had like four or five and they fell out. And that is like one of the most horrific, because it wasn't even like a voluntary thing. It's one of those things as a kid where you're like, I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I did that still.
What was your punishment?
I don't know, but that, I don't remember my punishment, but I remembered like being so humiliated on behalf of my parents for being like, my son was stealing from your house. And he was probably I was probably six.
What would you do, like, honestly, if you were your parent?
Laugh. I would laugh. I'd be like, he's fucking weird. I don't know. apparently he's a thief. Get in the car, thief.
Yeah, like you, I would want to laugh and I would be like holding it back, but that is like a really valuable like teaching moment, which I don't know how I would capitalize
even
on
as the other person's parents. Like, I'm not a freak, so I would be like, that's really funny that your kid is like stealing stuff. I don't know. I'm built different though.
I know. I don't know what I would do as a parent, because it's like, of course, like you want to steal those, you know? It's like natural.
It's a horrific memory for me that actually makes my skin crawl, because I could see just everyone was uncomfortable. I think it's
how
funny.
How old were you?
I'd like probably six. Like, I was a toddler.
Not
on your standards, toddler vibes, but like
toddler
for me,
vibes.
Like toddler vibes is, I wasn't wobbling around. I was six. I was old enough to know how to steal.
I think that's technically the child category if you're looking at the stages of development. But who's to say?
Evil little sticky little child then.
Yeah.
I remember the shirt I was wearing. That's how ingrained it is
what
in my
was
memory.
It?
Striped. Horizontal stripes.
I wish I had some of my old clothes, because they were like, they're back in style.
Yeah.
I was going to say something really funny and I completely forget, and that sucks.
Damn. That sucks. This is a comedy podcast.
I know.
So that could have made
Can
us
Can you
like
give
a lot
me
of,
actually 1 second?
That could have like boosted us in the charts, if she could remember.
Could you give me a second? It was about Pokemon. We were talking about TikTok.
Were you in love with Ash, the Pokemon finder?
Yeah, but that wasn't it.
Okay.
I don't know, Connor.
I don't either. I'm so sorry.
You're good.
Anyways, you were out of town. Oh, Saturday. So Friday was Leif Erikson, or St. Patty's Day, not Leif Erikson's Day. That's
Is Leif Erikson only SpongeBob?
Hang a dang a dog. I don't know. Is Leif Erikson's Day? Well, Leif Erikson is a real person.
Who is he?
He's a some sort of Viking. and he fought on behalf of
the Vikings.
The Vikings in their land.
Did you watch Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Yeah. Carriage?
What do you
Carriage?
Say?
Courage? Because that's
courage.
What, courage? Like, I am courage? Brave. I like, have courage.
Courage?
Are you saying the thing that the pioneers crossed to the Western lands in?
No, because I don't know what that carriage? Is. Oh, a horse and carriage. No, that's carriage.
And what did you say?
I don't remember. Carriage? I don't know.
The cowardly dog?
Courage. I'm getting confused.
We're all confused, I think.
No, that's like carriage how I say Florida.
Say the name of the show.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Okay.
And Farhead. Now that one I'm getting confused on because right. I've started saying
Carriage the
I've
Cowardly
started
Dog.
Saying Farhead now, but I was born saying Farhead. And sometimes when I go back home, like the way my family speaks, which is the way that I've always spoken, sounds weird to me now. Like the way they say family, I'm like, what? But I used to say that.
I can't get over Carriage the Cowardly Dog. I actually like was like, I never
you
watched
know
that.
You know that that's the way of my speaking is the way that it initially was because it's more British sounding. Because I was one of the 13 colonies. Like the way we speak in the Northeast is more accurate to the times of our origin.
I can totally picture the British people being really proud of their heritage in Philly. Go birds!
I mean, it's true.
The Philly accent is one of the most special things ever because I'm like, I can never tell if the person's having a stroke.
No,
when they're speaking in like
a
Philly
like,
accent.
More of like the New York piece, I think. Like Philly is like, I'm going to get a hoogie at Wawa. But
that's
I don't
the
sound,
British in
I don't,
me. That's
the
British
I don't
British
sound
pride.
Like that. I'm more British. Elegant, you could say.
Yes.
Like, hoogie at Wawa's not elegant. Like Farhead, that's classy. You know?
Yeah.
Go Eagles.
What?
Go Eagles.
Eagles. Yeah, I know. Now I gotta. You should start talking in that accent for the whole time. It's really funny.
Hoagie?
There's like a Midwestern one too that's like. I can't even do it off the top of my head. I have to like. Become another person.
Get in the headspace.
Like I want to pop in a. Tapioca pudding.
Tapioca. Yeah. That's like Minnesota.
When I go to my family's place in Michigan, like I catch on and I kind of do a little bit of those, that thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing about me is if I spend 2 days in a place, I start picking up on the, because I need to be a local anywhere I am.
Right.
I can't be ordering something at a restaurant and let them know that I'm from out of town. I got to be a local. Anyways, what were we talking about?
Courage the Cowardly Dog. Yeah, I just was. There was an episode with Vikings.
Oh, can we see if Leif Erikson was real? Yeah, he was a Viking.
Okay, don't look at that for a second. Just look at me and tell me what are the Vikings? How would you define Viking?
A Viking is an individual who's passionate about their craft.
Mm-hmm. Which is, the craft is?
Pillaging and mm-hmm. and kind of being a pillager. As they pillage through new lands, mm-hmm. fighting on behalf of Land and Sea LLC.
Very good. And what time
he's
period?
Generally, Leif Erikson is believed to be the first European to reach the North American continent. Huh?
So he's not a Viking?
Oh. Oh. Hold up. He's the OG Christopher Columbus. He arrived 4 centuries before. We need to put some respect on Leif Erikson's name.
I don't know if he's a good guy.
No, on behalf of the pillaging.
Yeah, I don't think we do want to do that.
Okay.
Like, at all.
Well, I'm just saying from, like, an OG perspective.
Right. Well,
it was different
we're not
times.
Putting respects on Christopher Columbus either.
No. But I'm
I think, like, both of them are not
yeah.
being respected
I guess
time.
If he was 4 centuries before,
right.
imagine 400 times maybe worse than Christopher Columbus. It's hard to wrap your head around on behalf of the pillaging.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Well, you wouldn't want to be pillaged.
I don't think I would.
I wouldn't want to be around for that.
So how did I get to Courage?
Well, he was banished from Iceland as well. When Eric, who I'm thinking must be Leif. So I guess his nickname was Leif. Pretty cool. When Eric himself was exiled.
I think his nickname's Eric. His name is Leif.
Oh, I'm so sorry. His last name is Erikson. So that was a nickname.
Yeah.
his name is Leif Erikson. So when he found himself exiled from Iceland for killing Eilif the Foul, we need to bring back these kind of Connor the what?
What?
Connor the Tall. That's what I would go by.
Oh, cool.
So when I was on my way somewhere by boat, they'd say, I hear you 6'4".
I really was actually thinking like how lucky you and the other TMG boys are to have me just in terms of like a comparison of height. Because it's like you guys, you are tall. And I've always said that.
Connor the Tall.
Connor the Tall. But everyone really, like if I look at stills, like Cody and Noel both look like they could be 6 foot next to me, which is like, it doesn't matter. Like being 6 foot isn't better than being, I don't know what they are, 5'11"? But like, it is like, I think that they, not that they should be grateful to me, but
keep going.
It's something to consider. It's something to think about. It's just something to think about. That maybe that's why I was asked to be on a pod.
Yeah, I think that might. Have
you know.
Okay, so there's really nothing negative that I can find about Leif, but when he was exiled for killing the Foul, Eilif the Foul, him and his family became the first permanent settlers of Greenland. Is Greenland part of North America?
Not at all. I think it's a country in Europe.
I need to do a deep dive on Leif Erikson. See, this is why history is so important, because we don't know anything about Leif.
Right.
Except from what SpongeBob taught us. SpongeBob can be such a tool.
We've always said that on this podcast. It's a tool to
life in
learning
early,
more
so Christianity. So now Christianity, Leif is getting involved with the Christians, which... Once you see that part of a Wikipedia page, you know it's all kind of downhill from back then.
See, like on the suggested searches is Christopher Columbus, so I don't think he's
well. I think because good. he's related in the sense of like coming and
fake discovery.
Well, no, this seems like an OG discovery kind of thing.
Well, there were people like here before him.
Yeah.
So he didn't discover anything.
No. I'm not, by the way, I'm not a Leif Erikson apologist.
It like
kind of
sounds like you are.
No, I'm just saying.
You're looking for the good.
Well, SpongeBob had Leif Erikson. They canceled SpongeBob then. I'm not being canceled on behalf of Leif.
Right.
But
here's the thing. Times have changed.
Yeah. It was a different time.
It was a different time. It was a totally different time.
If you were.
SpongeBob would not be made today. It is being made still, but SpongeBob wouldn't be made in the way that it was made in the earlier seasons.
Yeah, it won the top show. Anyways, okay. Let's move forward post-Leif.
What's like so scary about this podcast is like I truly like was falling asleep last night and I was like, we really like don't have much to talk about tomorrow, and I'm actually nervous for the first time. 30 minutes in and we're still on Leif Erikson. Like
That's the difference about this podcast and other podcasts. History lesson today. They're not going to get that. Last week, I don't even remember this morning.
I guess because I was away, but it feels like I haven't seen you or Ryan or the pod or this chair or Marcel.
Decades.
It feels like I've been away for a long time.
Since Leif Erikson said.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went away this week. I think that's how we got to Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep.
I don't know, but I was away this weekend. And that's all I have to say.
Some color. That's
good. Yeah, I was able to achieve sun poisoning on day two. Day one, I acquired it. And day two, it took hold.
It's good to get a base burn right off.
I was trying to get a base tan, and I did wear sunscreen, but I got so sucked into my novel that I read that in one sitting and just like didn't look up. And then all of a sudden, 6 hours later, I'm like boiling.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible book. I don't regret getting the sun poisoning because it would have moving out of my sitting reading position would have compromised the integrity of the novel. So I don't regret anything about that. That was a good book. And then
woo!
I think that's really.
Thank you guys for giving us this platform, by the way.
That was a good book. I gave it 5 stars on my Goodreads.
Oh, that's good. Hey.
By the way, people were asking to share my Goodreads, and I won't do that, and here's why. Before I downloaded TikTok, And while I was still teaching preschool, my dream was to become a book reviewer. I don't know, like, if those still exist, like, just like a one woman, like, book reviewing blog. So I took my Goodreads reviews, like, so seriously that when I look back, it's like six paragraphs on each book, like, in-depth essay of, like, each page of the book. And it is, like, the most embarrassing thing that you've ever seen, probably.
Is it on private? Because someone's going to find it.
Someone's going to find it. No, it's not on private. I mean, they'll find it, but it's just, like, really tough, kind of a tough pill to swallow looking back. But also, I don't have the heart to delete them.
Yeah.
I also had a separate Instagram account dedicated to them as well, which I would send to publishing companies and say, take a look at my book Insta.
You might have
16
just,
followers.
You might have just solidified your space in the book reviewing community by just talking about it today.
Yeah. No, I like, and in the early ages of my TikTok, like, I, like, not to say that I founded Book Talk before it existed, but I did. Cause, like, I, like, made a whole video, like, reviewing all these books before Book Talk existed.
Are you saying that Colleen Hoover?
I started reading Colleen Hoover my junior year
of
high school.
I knew that you were going to bring Colleen into this.
I did. And it's like, that's just what it is.
Are you saying that you're responsible for Colleen Hoover's success?
Yes. Yes. Single-handedly. Colleen can tell you that herself. I have been in communication with Colleen since I was in college. I have DMs with Colleen going way back.
Let's have Colleen on the pod.
I would love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't read any Colleen Hoover books recently because I think those applied to more of a high school college version of myself. But I mean, she did, like, her books are like candy. Like, she did get me into reading. And that's what I love Colleen for.
I'm still waiting to meet the person that's going to get me into reading.
I do want to.
Maybe it's just my Adderall prescriber.
I think you would like Colleen Hoover. One of her lesser known books, Hopeless, is the biggest page turner in the century.
I'll tell you something. Something about a book called Hopeless really doesn't incline me to read that book. Well, I need Hopeful, self-help type situation.
The crazy thing is, and I can't tell you why, Hopeless, it's not a has nothing to do with the word hopeless. It does a little bit, but there's so much more. Like, I can't even kind of get into the specifics.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Whoa. But, it's not about the size of the ship, it's about the motion of the ocean, apparently, with this can.
But if you guys
I'm
like
soaked.
Colleen Hoover, which I think that's like kind of like a bit of a hot topic now. There's a lot of haters and there's a lot of lovers out there. Hopeless is my favorite one and no one talks about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll be great, I'm sure.
And I got everyone to read that when I was a senior in high school, and I changed the layout of my small town with that book. And I'm not even exaggerating.
How?
I just did. Like, I made reading cool again via introducing Colleen to the youth.
That's
and
you're proud
just,
of.
I've just had
that's
to
good.
I've just had to sit back and watch her claim her rise to fame as if I didn't do that for Wynwood, Pennsylvania. It's hard.
You did just now, though. I think that better late than never. Yeah. I don't know if there's a statute of limitations on claiming someone else's success as
right.
your own.
And I try not to do that because I get so annoyed when other people do it, but it's hard not to.
Yeah.
It's so hard not to be like, I listened to them first or I read that first. It's almost impossible.
Did you see, by the way, this is reminding me of that TikTok that got deleted by John Mulaney's ex-wife about the Taylor Swift concert that's happening? Did you not see this?
It.
Oh, I saw it on Twitter. So basically, she can't. I think it's John Mulaney's ex-wife,
Anna Marie Tendler.
I've never seen this woman in my life, and I don't know John Mulaney.
The kind of gorgeous, skinny woman, long hair.
It's only her face is in the video. So basically, it's a video of Taylor Swift's concert, and Taylor Swift is sitting down at a table, and it cuts to her, and she goes, "Taylor, my girl, that setting is looking a little bit familiar to me, just like one of my photographs." And she cuts out one of her photographs, and it's just a table setting, and she's sitting in it, and there's, like, no one else at the table, and she's sitting there, and it's just, like, it's one of those things that those videos that are being claimed now where, like, you're stealing from a small artist. You know, like, fashion brands do it all the time. This is it.
Oh,
is
yeah,
that
that's,
her?
Yep.
Yeah, Anna Marie Tendler. So this is it, basically. So.
Taylor? My girl?
That's her photo.
The similarity is that they're both tables.
Tour? This tolerated setup looks strikingly like one of my photographs. Wait,
can you go back to the tolerated setup for just one second? Just so
I mean, it's a table.
It's a table. The similarities are the table piece.
The cup and the, you know, it's a room probably as well. And there's chairs.
Yeah.
But this, so basically she deleted it because blew up because people, like, this is like a thing that people are doing now with, like, it's the same thing as, like, the Selena and Haley stuff where it's like, well, Selena had pasta and then, like, a week later, Haley had pasta. Yeah. What the hell, Haley Bieber? Like, Selena was walking out of her house the other day and then Haley did it. It's like, that's like this thing that's happening. And she was like, it was a joke. It was a joke. And she also,
she was joking. She's kind of funny. If that was a joke.
The whole video. So I watched the video and I was like, this is absurd. I couldn't even give it time of day. But then when I figured out it was a joke, I was like, this is like really good.
She's
this is
had
like a
some
good,
funny things.
But she's just like not. It's not for everybody. And like, it was not for everybody. And she got ripped to shreds.
Well, I also like, I think I would have thought she was serious too.
Well, you have to think about, she was married to John Mulaney. I think she knows a thing or two about like dry comedy.
Right. She's also divorced from John Mulaney.
Maybe he didn't get it.
Right. It's, I will say, like, just like a personal attack is like him leaving what he has said is his 5-foot dynamite Jewish wife for Olivia Munn. Like, that's.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, I've never taken anything more personally than that action taken by John M.
Right. Mm-hmm. One of the toughest pills to swallow.
Yeah. Especially because, like, everything, he was obsessed with her and, like, he talked about her in all of his sets. And just like everything he described, like, and I'm not being dramatic, he like was like was pretty much me. It just like is what it is, just like everything he said. I'm not making that up. Just like the things that he loved about her. 5 foot, okay, dynamite. You would describe me as dynamite.
Yeah,
just Jewish wife. That's okay. That's a direct quote.
Yeah.
And then he also said that every time she walked into a room, she had to announce her stomach hurt. Do you know someone like that? Scary similarities. But I had to come to terms with he left that woman. So that's tough.
Well, history, you know? Better to have loved and lost than never loved at all.
I don't agree.
I don't either.
Someone asked me that last night.
I fucking hate sayings. I hate sayings.
They're not true. I before E except after C. Like, that's the exception, not the rule.
There's so many that I hate. They're almost never true if you really think about them.
I just said that.
Many things. That's a spelling rule.
It's not true.
I'm thinking more like, oh, I have a list called sayings I hate. Perfect.
That's convenient.
Man, I got a list for everything. I swear. I have a list for everything. Pull up sayings I hate. I've also got to dive into something else right after this. Don't let me freak.
Okay, like, then after that, me too.
Oh, not sayings to start saying. That's a really different list. Yeah,
that is.
Read the top one.
That's good. Say it.
No.
Just say it.
No.
You want me to say it?
No.
It's funny. It's what's flicking your bean, sweetheart.
Instead of saying, like, what's wrong? And I wanted to start saying, instead of tough pill to swallow, that's a tough nut to swallow.
That's good.
Okay, sayings I
that would be good merch. Hate. What's flicking your bean, sweetheart?
Well, it's not our saying. That's one of the guys.
Oh, is it that Twitter guy I love?
Yeah.
I love him. The guy who writes those scripts.
Okay, question everything. Hate that saying. No. What, do you have all the time in the world? You're going to question everything?
Oh, you're going to pull Larry David.
You
want
to know? Yeah, but you want to know what's in a hot dog? Enjoy the hot dog.
Right.
You don't need to question everything.
Do people really say that, though?
Question everything is like a famous quote. I hate that quote. I'll die on this hill.
Oh.
Let me break that one down.
Okay.
You'll die on this hill? You die on a hill before you just agree with someone else's thing? Like, I would not. I don't like that. I guess it's like a more literal one. Someone else's success doesn't affect your own.
That's a lie.
That's actually the only thing someone else's success does is affect me.
I agree.
Don't talk to me before I've had my coffee. Shut the fuck up. Don't talk to me. about your coffee. I think that like all these sayings, these like older sayings, I'm like, everyone that came up with these like philosophers and everything, they were like on hard like opioids when they came up with these sayings.
Right.
And we just adopted them.
Well, it's not like much different than us coming up with new sayings. Like
Sally sells seashores by the seashells. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Dumbass, or the only place you can find seashells, that's where you're gonna sell them.
I hear you, and at first I agreed with you on that one, but now I'm completely disagreeing, and here's why.
I am too now.
I think it's a good business model because that's where, when you're on the beach, that's where people are actually thinking about shells. That's when people are like, I'm into shells, I want to take some shells home. And every shell is different, so it's not like you can get the shells that she's selling right next to you on the sand, because all shells are different.
On behalf of Sally as well.
I think it's a good business model.
If you think about a thrift store, a boutique thrift store, they've already gone to the beach and taken the cool shells and put them in the thrift store. So you pay a little bit of an upcharge, and you might be next to other stores, but you're getting the good shells.
It's like why they have Wawa's next to all the bars in Philly. It's like you're going to want Wawa when you're drunk. It's like
that's
you would
a little
want a
different
shell.
Because
you would want a shell
they're not selling
the
hoagies at the bar. You're going there for a different reason. But I get what you're saying. That's a good business model.
No, the business model is you're selling. Oh, I see what exactly.
You're getting shells at the
seeing
beach for free,
saying,
or you're getting
you're
shells from Sally's Little Table.
Seeing what you're saying.
And you're paying like a little bit of an uptick, even though you could go do it for free.
Right.
I'm saying if you go to a thrift store, they've already done the seashell picking for you.
Same with Sally.
I'm saying that's the similarity, but the hoagies and the beer and the vodka sodas are
a little different.
Like, yeah. They go hand in hand, but they are.
Yeah.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyways, okay, so Saturday. I have to tell you about Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday, I went on this show with a couple, like Hank and a couple other people, and it was like a improv comedy show downtown. Mm-hmm. And one of those people was Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules. And like I knew of her.
Is
with
she
all
one
this.
Of the ones that's like involved in the whole?
She's the one that was cheated on.
Can you do? You, I don't watch Vanderpump Rules. I barely know what it is. Could you like?
I learned all of this stuff before. Like I knew who she was, and everything. But basically, like Vanderpump Rules is a show about Lisa Vanderpump, who was on Real Housewives.
Right.
Owns a bunch of restaurants, I guess, in LA, and one of those, they made a reality show about.
Totally.
Sir.
Pump. Oh.
Sir.
Sir.
Which is Sexy Unique Restaurant. That's what it's
called. I had no idea.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's very cool. Idea.
And so all the people were just like personalities, and they're really cool, but then it just, obviously, you're working together and then hooking up with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Messy combo,
mm-hmm.
to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
But so that happened. That was like 2016 or 2013 is like when it started. And so it's been 10 years. So they've all gone through a bunch of stuff. Basically, like the dude that is in the
Tom.
Drama right now, Sandoval, basically cheated with Ariana's best friend, Raquel.
Cheated on Ariana.
With Raquel.
Uh-huh.
While Raquel was like staying with them because Ariana brought her in because she was cheated on. So brought her into the house and in the house. Yeah, that she had like brought her under her wing. Then Tom Sandoval, I guess, this is, I think, because I like took, I had to like do a Spark Notes version, cheated on her with Raquel in their house. And then it comes, so it's coming out, I guess, on Bravo.
That's
like
awful.
As it happens. Basically, so we went and did the show. It was so much fun. Like, it was a blast. I guess, I didn't know this, but like that was the first, because Ariana has been like totally silent on the whole thing. Just like, very
oh my God,
admirable.
If I were her, I would be like, I would feel so vindicated.
Well, there's no other side to be on besides
exactly.
her side, so like everyone's like fighting for her.
Yeah.
Even though there's like really nothing to say.
I'd be just like shitting on. I guess she's really mature.
She is.
Which is like
and
good for her. I would be like
so
claws out.
So normal for like how in the news she is. Like she literally like, we never came up at all when we were like all sitting there. And we had like a blast and everything on stage. And like afterwards we went and all got drinks. And I didn't realize we're right next to her ex's like restaurant, like next door to that restaurant. But I guess like a bunch of photos have been taken of like us on stage, mm-hmm. and that was the first time she had gone. That was her first public appearance. So there's like all these pictures, and they're putting me in these things, in these headlines with her. By the way, we literally were just...
It's great press, by the way, because they mentioned the pod.
No, this is... Oh, did they?
Yeah. Someone sent it to me and was like, you're in this article.
Oh, oh yeah. Brooke and Connor make a pod. Well, I mean, so like, I feel
fellow
bad...
internet sensation. I Brooke Averick.
What?
I feel...
Oh my God, you're a comedian, I'm internet sensation. Yeah. Something to think about.
I feel bad for her because I am totally just like being put in these things, but I'm stoked on this. And the reason I'm talking about it is because
fellow internet sensation. Well,
the URL, by the way, for this is
funny video
Connor Wood dash comedian dash fibula dash age dash why is he famous? Accident.
That's really cool. Well, yeah, well, thanks for doing that for both of us.
Well, I mean,
Flirty King.
The only reason this is happening is because we just got seated right next to each other, and she was so normal, so cool. I'm feel bad. I have no tea. Everyone's deeming me like, what? What's happening? No, we didn't talk about it, so I don't know anything. But she was fucking cool as crap. So normal, so fun. And then we left there. We went to a bar. We had like a couple drinks. That had been stressing me out all day, like going on that show on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I like didn't do anything really all day. I just like hung out, mm-hmm. waited for that. I wasn't sure if I needed to do a set or anything. We didn't have to. It was improv. Hilarious. And then, so we like went out to this concert that was in Hollywood. Because we were in like Hollywood. I didn't realize we were like right next to Skid Row. It was like really dangerous. It's like a...
I thought Skid Row was downtown.
We were downtown.
Oh.
So... we go to leave this place at like 1 a.m., this like concert thing. And I walk out and I couldn't find my Uber. And then I find him and we get in. It's four of us. So 1% had to sit in the front. We're sitting in the back and like our Uber was like up the street for some reason. And we like get in the car and the person in the front seat, my buddy I was like, are you on the phone with 911? Like, are you on aux? Is this like the beginning of a Lil Wayne song? You know how like the songs sometimes start with sirens or something? Mm-hmm. And he was like, no. Oh, I thought that was you. And I was like, no, I'm not on the phone with 911. And then the Uber driver, I'm like, can we have an aux? And he's like, shut the fuck up. The Uber driver. And I was like, is this for Connor? I was like, are we even in the right car? And we just start driving. I'm like, oh, we are in the right car. And then the guy starts talking to the 911 operator. And he's like,
oh, the Uber driver's on the phone?
Yeah,
with 911?
The Uber driver called. Hi, I was just held at gunpoint outside of, and we're all like this. That's why he was up the street and like, and he's describing the situation. I was like, oh, that's what I was, when I was looking for him, I was looking at this situation. He was being held at gunpoint for his stuff and he's recording it as he's driving us home. And I was like, maybe just cancel the ride if you're being held at gunpoint. Like,
that does seem like a good excuse to cancel a ride.
Yeah, I wouldn't have blamed you. Anyway, whoa. So that was that. And then on the way home, he basically was being held at gunpoint. I don't know. He was like, and then the guy walked away with the gun, whatever. And we're sitting there. I'm not joking about this, but like, can you imagine us being in complete silence at like 1 a.m. after having drinks and our Uber driver is talking about being held at gunpoint and we're just like... And he's told us to be quiet, so now we're in an Uber being like... So when he got off the phone, I was like, are you good? And he's like, shut up. And then I'm like, this sucks.
What'd you rate him?
5 stars because I felt bad. But
you're a good person.
I was like, do you want to talk about it? And he's like, I really just don't want to talk about it right now. And I was just like, bummer, it's Saturday. I get you were held at gunpoint, but like, we got to move on. Like... I know you're traumatized and all that, but like, I'm here to talk. That's why this show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Because it helps to talk through things.
Yeah.
Also, just don't do the ride once you're held at gunpoint. Like,
yeah,
you
I think
probably,
that's the moral of the story.
Yeah, you could probably have blamed that on Uber somehow and then gotten like a good...
Also, if my Uber driver told me to shut up, I would say, pull over, I'm getting out and you're getting 1 star.
Well, we were next to Skid Row. Skid Row. So
well, I don't understand how that
I didn't want to get out of the car because I was scared.
Oh. Well, I tell him to pull up but then, and then let me out.
I know, but then I'm in the car and I'm also scared because he's telling me to shut up. I'm not sure if this is my Uber.
I don't think you should have given him 5 stars. There,
I hope that you're having a good day.
I don't think he listens to the pod, just like based off of the information that I know about him, you know?
It's funny, the 911 operator, there's someone on the phone saying they were just held at gunpoint. She's like, okay, and so what do you think he was wearing? And he's like, can you just send a car like over there? There's a guy waving a gun around, mm-hmm. you know, like, and she's like, okay, well, I need like his height. I'm like, the guy is sitting in his car and there's a gun at his head. At that moment, you're not like clocking someone's height. You know, you're kind of like, mm-hmm. should I cancel this Uber ride? Right. Like, that's where my head would be at. I need to drive away now. Anyways. Changing subject, because you made an intense discovery last week when we were talking about redheads being more immune to anesthesia than other people. Or I said that.
You said that you were immune to anesthesia, maybe because you're a redhead, because we know that redheads are immune. So then I Googled what makes you immune to anesthesia, and it was that disease that everyone says you have.
Ehlers something with my stretchy face.
But there's, from my research, because I took a deep dive, there's two types. There's one that like really kind of like takes like has a big effect on your body in a negative way, and then this one just seems like you have like there's just like the stretchy skin one, and it seems like you have that one.
What's the other? What's the
like bad? The other one's like other ailments.
Who won?
I don't remember. But then there's this type, which just seems to just be like stretchy skin and anesthesia.
You're not as prone to be affected
anesthesia,
by it.
Yes, that.
Okay. I know there's
not awareness, something
resistant.
Thank you, Ryan.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Another update.
What?
Also, from someone tweeted our video about the Taliban being all over everyone's FYP on
Apparently
Twitter.
It's and a joke.
No.
Okay.
A lot of people were saying I got that too.
Yeah, I saw someone that was like, it's a joke, don't worry. Like, that account is a parody account, apparently.
Well, the guy that they tagged is missing.
Like, actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his last tweet was that he's going to go check out the mountains because he's a journalist.
Hmm. So maybe it's real.
There's just, like, a lot to
think
about.
Or just, like, a really, like, not funny.
Well, it's just really interesting because, like, I love when I'm on the FYP because the algorithm's working in my favor. And it's, like, I wonder if the Taliban's like, oh, we're going viral. You know?
Right.
The Taliban social media intern mm-hmm. is like, I'm killing it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a possibility with the state that we're living in.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you were sitting next to that queen on Saturday night. I was sitting next to this 91-year-old woman on my flight home the other day. And something that I do when I'm sitting down, walking onto the plane, is I already have my headphones on because I'm not looking for a conversation. But she had to get up and go to the bathroom 3 hours into the 6 hour flight, which required me taking my headphones off because I had to kind of more so lift her and carry her to the restroom, which I couldn't wear my headphones during that.
You carried her to the restroom?
I mean, on my arm.
Oh, you walked her to the restroom?
Yeah, I mean, I literally had to physically pick her up out of the seat and then walk her via my arm to the bathroom. And then her grandson was also trailing behind us. He went in with her to help her. That wasn't my job, thankfully. And then I helped her back. The grandson, I don't know what it was, but there was something there. And then she kind of just like didn't allow me to put my headphones back on once I sat down, because immediately she took out her phone to just go through every single one of her contacts.
Her contacts
that were saved in her phone kind of gave me a deep dive onto who everyone is, A to Z.
How many contacts did she have?
She had a decent amount saved, and then she had just like a lot of unsaved numbers, but she has a unique talent where she is able to memorize every single person's phone number, mm-hmm. including mine.
You gave her your number?
Yeah, and she knows it via memory. I gave it to her once, and
she's trying to stay sharp. Honestly, at that
she
age,
said
need...
that she said she's terrified of losing her brain because it's the one thing she has left, which kind of freaked me out. But she was really sharp.
That's not something you want to hear on an airplane when you're like feeling very isolated. Mm-hmm. That's where I have my best panic attacks.
I was started to have a panic attack during a moment of turbulence, but she wasn't able to kind of let me go from the conversation. 3 hours of going through her contacts. I have a little bit kind of like of an audio of that. Cause like I wasn't really able to kind of get out of that situation for 3 hours. Okay, here, wait.
Shackner.
Yeah,
and then this is my other niece.
Her other niece. I also can't understand her either.
What accent?
Oh, she's from Mexico.
Okay.
Moved here when she was 30 with her family. Found her first husband. You marry first.
She moved from Mexico
to
Philly?
She married first for money and then for love.
Oh, no, she's in Florida.
No, she was in Florida visiting her grandson's mother. Her first husband. Mm-hmm. She had a son with her first husband.
Yeah.
And that produced her grandson.
Mm-hmm.
But her husband took her son away, like pretty much right after the son was born. So she never really knew her son or her grandson. But then the father kind of went off the rails and the mother really was never in the picture. So then she kind of took the grandson back under her wing and now they live together as companions, her and the grandson that was also
estranged.
in the row with us. And he lives in her house now and she gave him the master bedroom because he needed more space for his Funko Pop collection.
Oh, so he needed a home.
He needed that space.
He needed somewhere to live.
She was able to surrender her bedroom.
Okay.
For him.
Queen.
To live with his Funko Pops. And now she lives in like the secondary bedroom that was initially for him. But she lives a comfortable life.
Seems like it. He's in the restroom with her.
And that's all that matters. And she...
What I like about her is she married first for money.
And then for love.
I think that's...
And get this.
A lot to be said about that.
Her husband did die when he was 71.
Her one that she was in love with?
Oh. Yeah. 4 years ago, he died when he was 71.
Wait.
She's 91. So she married a younger man for love, which is very power move.
You don't see that often.
No, you don't. 20 years. You don't.
Also, him dying at 71? Mysterious or otherwise, that's
get this.
Crazy.
We parked. I drove to the airport this time. We parked in the same lot. She drives. Grandson doesn't drive. She drives. Because she still has her mind.
Yeah. Wow. Her reaction time, though, with those frail arms that couldn't walk to the bathroom.
It's her knee.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She has her grandson in the bathroom with her, but she's driving.
Because of her knee. I feel like knee would pose a bigger problem.
I feel like knee is like one of
right.
the key things
right.
in driving.
Yeah. No,
is
that's
is
actually,
your knee.
Now that you bring that up.
It's like one of the key components of driving a car would be your knee.
Mm-hmm. What's crazy is that her primary care doctor's name is Dr. Averick, but that could have... now that I'm kind of
Are
looking back...
to this one?
Now that I'm looking back on it, I'm like... I don't think that's true. I don't know any other Avericks. So like to have be her primary care doctor is like, I mean, maybe.
We're just like fully doxing this woman.
I know.
Well, I don't know her name.
Only thing we don't know is her name.
I don't know her name, but she knows my phone number.
Wow. Did she text you?
She didn't. I thought I was going to get a call because she said she'd call me every morning
really
when the sun
her.
Comes up. I don't have her number.
She said she'd call you every morning when the sun comes
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
Man, I hope she's still with us.
I really like, as much as I kind of was like, ugh, like I wish I was listening to my music right now, like those 3 hours went by fast.
Yeah.
And I have her to thank for that.
Yeah.
Because I learned so much about her life.
Man, I need to get on a plane soon. You're making me like need to be on a dark plane.
Do you like talking to people on planes or are you just like, let me listen to my headphones?
I like talking to people on planes on the way to somewhere I'm excited to be.
Uh-huh. But I was coming back at night.
No, after I'm taking a sleeping pill.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like, she didn't give me any sort of option at all to put my headphones on. And like sometimes she would pause in the conversation, but like I didn't know what she was saying leading up to the pause. So I just had to kind of like wing it with, I would just be like, yeah. Or no, or that makes sense. And I, like, every time I was kind of spot on, which is cool.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, I don't think that she would have, she has her mind about her and everything, but I don't think she would have called you out for not
listening. No, I think she thought that I didn't have my mind about me. Because I was just kind of like winging my responses due to not being able to understand her.
That'll do it.
Yeah, but we both had like different experiences with the people that we were sitting next to, but also kind of the same.
Both queens.
I want to play her repeating my phone number over and over, but then I'll dox myself.
Yeah.
I don't really care, but.
I saw someone dox their parents yesterday because a brand sent a package. It's an influencer, and they were like, "Oh, OMG, sent to my parents' house, LOL," and it had her parents' full address, and I was like, "Oof." And it was up for 5 hours. That's a tough one. That's a tough nut to swallow.
I don't know if I should say this, but I'm gonna. Do you know that Tristan doxed you by accident?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tristan, our friend Tristan, was going live. But I don't think there were a lot of people on it, but he was going live. And he called Connor on the live. And he got Connor's voicemail, which is one of those. It's like, you've reached number.
Yeah.
Did you get any calls?
No, I got like 9 comments that were like, how dare you do that to Tristan on a video that's like kind of going viral.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, everyone was like, how dare you do that? Like, what's wrong with you? And it was because he told everyone to comment for me not answering his FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
And like, it's going viral and other people are like, wait, what's the tea behind this? What is this about? What is this? And I had to respond and be like, it's because I missed his FaceTime call to 9 people that are, because they're the top comments, because as it went viral, people had commented. Anyways. All right. I've got a pee. So
we didn't get to any pop culture.
We didn't get to any of that. And I apologize.
That's what bonus is for.
This is a 64-minute podcast. We've got so many podcasts. We've got a really fun one coming up next week.
Our first guest
in a long time.
And if you want a hint, think about like who would be the coolest guest, and that's probably, it'll take you to the answer. What would you say that's true?
It's just like somewhat, I think people are sleeping on us, are sleeping on our close friends and our potential.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say about this guest, because even to me, I was like, no. Even still right now, I'm like, no, there's no way.
I might risk being late for my flight.
Right, because Ryan's going to miss this recording due to flight.
It's a really...
That you need to just cancel.
It's
going to Europe.
That's fine.
We have it's 2 guests, and they're really special, and I'm excited, and it's going to be a really fun episode that I'm nervous for. I'll say it.
Do you feel nervous?
Yeah, I feel nervous.
Then I feel fine. But if you didn't feel nervous, I would feel nervous.
I feel more nervous about the next 3 shows I have coming up, and I can't wait for those to be over, than I do about the podcast, but I'm still nervous about the podcast.
Okay. I can't say much more, or I'll give it away, but you extra, because I introed.
Yeah, I said, I gotta pee. See ya.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye. This week on Close Friends.
No reason for concern. I want to get that out of the way, but like, a coffin sounds very comfy.
There's something we don't know about Liam at this time that's a little bit darker than I'd like to think.
The duck may swim on the lake, but my daddy owns the lake. Hank is like a different font of Elon Musk. Say what you will.
Oh, God.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.